Europe's major powers are attempting to save the Iran nuclear deal that's been teetering on the edge of collapse since US President Donald Trump pulled out of the agreement. The US is only one member of the deal, but its removal and threat to impose sanctions not only on Iran but anyone who supports the regime leaves the remaining members in a difficult situation, as Angus Randall reports.
The US is withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, and it expects Europe to follow suit.
But I think the Europeans will see that it's in their interest ultimately to come along with us.
John Bolton is the White House National Security Advisor. He spoke to CNN.
So I think at the moment there's some feeling in Europe that they're really surprised we got out of it, really surprised at the reimposition of strict sanctions. I think that will sink in and we'll see what happens then. The president's very clear. He wants to discuss the larger threat posed by Iran around the region.
And John Bolton warns the US could impose sanctions on European companies that do business with Iran.
The answer is it's possible. It depends on the conduct of other governments.
The US Secretary of State is Mike Pompeo. He believes Europe had ample opportunity to improve the Iran agreement.
The withdrawal wasn't aimed at the Europeans. I worked hard over the short time I've been the Secretary of State to try and fix the deal. I am hopeful in the days and weeks ahead, we can come up with a deal that really works, that really protects the world from Iranian bad behavior, not just their nuclear program, but their missiles and their malign behavior as well.
But Britain, France and Germany aren't looking to make a side deal with the US. They're meeting with Iran's foreign minister tomorrow to try and keep the original nuclear pact alive. And Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, is open to talks.
If the five remaining countries in the deal accompany us and fulfill their commitments and guarantee the Iranian side that the benefits of the deal for the Islamic Republic will be preserved, then this agreement will remain in place despite the will of America and the Zionist regime.
So even though Europe, Russia, China and Iran are all working to save the pact, could it still be torpedoed by uncertainty over the US response? Professor Shahram Akbarzadeh is from Deakin University.
I suspect many European companies would think twice about building ties with Iran, investing in Iran, because they operate globally. And if they're going to be subject to US punishment, penalties for dealing with Iran, well, they could lose a lot of business and money in the US.
He predicts Israel may just walk away.
You have to also think about this from the Iranian point of view. Is Iran going to benefit from a half deal without the US? Are the benefits, economic benefits, going to be rewarding enough for Iranian economy to revive? Because Iranian economy is very much in free fall. Can Iran integrate with the international community, international economy, without the US? Iran has to make its own assessment on whether it's really worthwhile pursuing a half deal.
European leaders will meet with Iran in Brussels tomorrow.
Angus Randall.